Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back, folks. We are joined by our own Congressman Steve Scalise, who was the target of a political assassination attempt. And quite frankly, he almost died. And he lives up to some of the ideals that I just talked about in my monologue, that he would not be deterred. And he has not been. And he has been a true leader as a result thereof on so many different fronts. And an inspiration to a lot of people who will not be silenced. And I thank him for saying, and welcome to the show, Steve.
Hey, Noel. It's it's a tough day, but I appreciate what you've been saying, and important that we keep saying it.
Steve, you knew Charlie. I mean, he walked into the lion's den and engaged folks, and entered, loved to debate. I loved watching him. He was a remarkable young man, a remarkable man of faith, has a beautiful wife, two beautiful children. And it seems as though we talk about and aspire to diversity all the time, but it doesn't seem like diversity of thought is what is on the minds of some of these folks. Your thoughts?
Yeah, there's so many sad things about what happened yesterday, Noel, and, I'm sad, I'm angry, but I also think it's important that we reflect and remember how powerful of a person Charlie was in such a short time. I mean, 31 years old, just think of the impact, Noel, that Charlie had on this country in just 31 years. I mean, he started a movement. How many young people at 18 years old, when he walked away from college because he didn't feel he was getting the kind of education, it was more an indoctrination, and he was surely ahead of his time on calling that out, but he said, I'm not going to be a part of this. I'm going to go and do something about it. And as an 18-year-old, to think I can do something about it and make a difference, and then actually go make a difference and impact millions of lives. I mean, not just young people. Well, he brought so many young people into the political movement, and not just people that agreed with him, by the way. He cherished the debate. You disagree with me, that's fine. Come on and just explain what you believe in and why, and force people to rethink maybe what they believed in, which is so important. It's kind of the heart of why you go to college, is to, to learn how to think, not to be told what to think. And I think that's what threatens so many people, too, on the other side, that, here you've got this young person who was charismatic, who was inspirational, and then yet Charlie was also a family man. He was a man, as you said, of deep faith. And he's got this young family, and it's just so heartbreaking that these beautiful young kids will never really know their father the way they should. And yet he had such an impact in such a positive way on so many people. And hopefully his memory lives on, and the movement lives on. And I know there's a lot of talk about that right now.
Yeah. Steve, I think you've already probably been asked this question. I'm not going to ask it of you, but I just want to start this conversation this way about, folks saying, what can we do? What do we do? And as I watched some of the social networks for about an hour last night, I had to turn it off because the level of insult and ignorance and just pure evil, people celebrating the death of a young man, so very excited about it, and actually giving examples of why they thought he should die. And it was basically a political position.
And as I sat there and watched this, I'm
like, there's no fixing this.
but you know what? And this is where sunlight is the best disinfectant. I mean, you need anybody who dare go and celebrate the death of any other human being at a moment like this, you should let them be known. Let it be known who they are. And maybe somebody around them will put a mirror in front of them and say, think about what you're saying and doing. And this is the time for you to, why do you have so much hate in your heart that you would celebrate the fact that somebody was murdered for what they believe in America. Is that really what you think this country should be? And is that who you want us to be? Because that's what you are trying to drive towards if you celebrate the death of someone like Charlie. And hopefully we can force other people to think about their actions and to stop demonizing somebody because of their political beliefs to the point where you think it's okay to commit violence against someone you disagree with. I mean, the greatest thing about this country is we can disagree with each other. We can speak out against our government. We can go to the ballot box and make your statement there. That's where we settle our differences. You know, we're not going to be a third world nation. We should never allow this to be okay.
Yeah. I don't know how to say this, but the reaction of the country, the reaction just inside the Beltway and the reaction in Congress seems to be markedly different today than it was when you were lying on a baseball field fighting for your life. And I'm completely mystified and confused by that. I mean, we didn't see this level of vitriol. And it's almost as though we've taken it to a new level.
Yeah, it's concerning. I mean, you almost think with social media, people can just become caricatures, like cartoon characters or memes, where you don't even look at each other like human beings. I mean, you know, here is a young 31-year-old man with a wife with two young kids, and you know we're hopefully going to real soon find out who the shooter is. Did he even care about that? Did he just think this was like a video game? I don't know, Noel. And you know, there's no justification for it, but it's getting worse. And you know, we've gone through moments like this in our country. You know, in the '60s, you saw assassinations of public figures, not all political leaders, but public figures, and then we got beyond that for a while. It's a point. We've all got to come to a point where we say, you know, we're not going to allow it and tolerate it. And people who celebrate this need to really check their compass.
Yeah, you know, disappointing for me yesterday. I had to be somewhere, and they flipped to the U.S. House because there was going to be a moment of silence and prayer. So I said, well, I want to wait. And I want to see it, and I want to participate. I want to pray with Congress.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Barry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Barry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Congressman, I got to tell you, it was a huge disappointment. It was like, you know, after that unwound and people were saying and heckling and doing whatever, I didn't understand. I literally had tears in my eyes.
Yeah, you know, how it got to that, and I saw it, I was there, and you're just like, do you not even recognize the moment that we're in? Shouldn't matter what the political leanings of the person are. It's bad for America when something like this happens. And you know, can everybody at least put their armor down for a moment and recognize the humanity?
Yeah, it doesn't make you less. You know, it makes you more. And I don't know why we've lost sight of that. I don't know. And I'm sure, you know, you knew Charlie. I didn't. I was always intrigued by him. I loved to watch his debates, and I was just always amazed at his impact on folks. And I got to see so many aha moments where I think he actually got a lot of the folks that he debated to kind of pause and look inward and, you know, say, I might want to rethink what I've been doing and saying here. You know, and I think the same worked for Charlie. So, you know, there were some times where he said, yeah, I never thought about it that way. Didn't consider it, but I will.
And ultimately, again, why do you go to college? You go there to learn and challenge what you're thinking and sharpen what you're thinking. Maybe if you disagreed with them, maybe you understood better why you disagreed. But maybe you also questioned what you originally believed, and now you can understand the other point of view. And everybody should be willing to kind of have that open debate with other people. And if you can't defend your position, maybe your position's wrong. And that's how Charlie approached it.
Congressman, final thoughts?
You know, it's a sad time, and there is a lot of anger, but it's also a time, and I think Charlie, of all people, would appreciate this, where we should pray. And I'm glad that you said, let's pray for Charlie and his family, because they need it. You know, they need it. Charlie's hopefully going up to heaven. He believes in God. Let him have that moment. But his family's going to be hurting for a long time, and let's keep them in our prayers as well.
And we'll pray for a long, long time, and I've never stopped praying for you. And
well, I appreciate it. And I feel the prayers. I mean, I felt the prayers. It matters for people who are out there that maybe didn't know Charlie, who didn't know me. I get it all the time, and they're like, I never met you before, but I prayed for you, and I felt those prayers when I needed them, and I really needed them. And God answered a lot of prayers. He answers prayers, and it's important that we pray now.
Well, thank you so much for joining us this morning. I know you're incredibly busy, but I thought it was really important for your constituents, my listening audience, to hear your voice in the aftermath of this tragedy. And just thank you, and you're in our prayers.
Well, appreciate your time on this, and God bless you.
Same. We will be right back, folks. 504-260-187-870 on the Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text Line. Stay with us.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.